now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson. This is the Warrior Mind Podcast. Find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Here we are, 2016. Wow, that year went by. 2015 went by so quickly. So I hope that you had a great holiday season, wonderful new year, and of course you've set some goals. But what I'd like to talk about is when you look back on 2015, and you look forward to 2016, I want to talk about the story, right? When we start looking at, to go back to the mental support and mental resistance, what's in between those two things is your environment, your habits, your capabilities, and the story that you tell. So we all create a story about our lives and about other people. And the thing is, we create these stories so we think they are real. So when you look back on 2015, what story are you creating? Was it, oh, it was a bad year, it was this year, it was that year, these people were mean, these people were good? What story are you creating? Because here's the important thing to remember. The story that you tell yourself doesn't describe, it's going to create. So when you start looking into 2016, start thinking about the story you're telling. And whose story is it anyway? Where did this story come from? Was it handed down from generations about poor, poor, pitiful me? Or was it one about empowerment that you can do anything that you want? Really look at the story that you're telling, because that may not be your story. That could be your mother's story. It could be your brother's story. It could be somebody else's story. It could be society's story. And we've just embraced that unconsciously. We've been programmed to repeat that story over and over and over again. So look at your life. So we're now at 2016. So look back on 2015. What worked well? What didn't? And what was the story you were telling yourself on what worked well and what didn't? And so this is from a big picture, right, of your life. What story are you telling? But this can get down into your day-to-day activities. You may be talking with a significant other, a friend, a coworker, and they just seem off, or they say something, and you just create a story about what they, how they looked, what they said, their energy for that day, and you go on this big, long, internal dialogue about a story. And then the worst is that you believe this story about the other person without ever sitting down and getting clarification on what you think might be happening. This is, in a sense, called mind reading. So one way we develop stories is mind reading. That is, when we are talking to somebody and they say something, we interpret it, well, they meant this, this, and this, and then we create a story around it without actually ever getting clarification from that individual. Then we start to treat that person as if our story is real. And then they respond in a similar way, and then the relationship is challenged, and the communication is challenged, all because you created a story. And then you move on through the day thinking the same story, and then you find other people and create a story. We are big storytellers, and storytelling is wonderful. It can have some positive effects if we use the storytelling the right way. But when we unconsciously start telling ourselves stories about people, places, things, and ourselves, and aren't aware of this storytelling that's going on, because it's just a story. It really is just a story. Unless we get all the facts, it is just a story, and you need to understand that that story is a lie. That you have been lying to yourself about your life, you've been lying to yourself about other people's lives, you've been lying to yourself about so many things, but you've made it into a story that sounds so real. That, well, it has to be. I'm thinking these thoughts. I'm making up this story. This story has to be mine. Well, thoughts are so powerful, and right now, when we're talking about a story, we're talking about thoughts. It affects the energy of us. It affects the energy of others around us. It affects energy of everybody that we come in contact with. So when you're telling yourself a story, what I'd like you to do for this next week is feel the energy that you have. What is the story that you're telling yourself then? And is it true? So let me put it this way. Is it a fact? Because there's truth. We've heard about, oh, I'm speaking my truth. I'm speaking my truth. Well, no, you're speaking your story. But the fact is, so example, here in the United States, we have centigrade. So 32 degrees Fahrenheit centigrade in Canada. But let's just say the temperature here is 70 degrees here in Bend, Oregon, which it's not. By the way, it's only 7 degrees, getting down to zero before the sun comes up. Very cold. I'm looking to take a vacation. Anyway, I digress. So let's just say the temperature is 70 degrees. One person may say, it's cold. Well, that's my truth. It's cold. Well, it is their truth. It is cold. And they are going to act as if it's cold, and they're going to believe that it's cold. Somebody else can say, wow, this is really nice and hot. Somebody from the North Pole would probably think that Santa Claus might think that 70 degrees is very, very hot, or somebody from Alaska. They're going to go, wow, it's really hot. Well, that's their truth. But the fact is, it's 70 degrees. That's all it is. And so when we create a story, we live that story. It's our truth, but is it the fact? So getting back to interpersonal relationships, when you are talking with somebody, what is the story you're telling yourself about the person you're in a relationship with? And when I say relationship, it could be a business relationship, it could be a client relationship, it could be a romantic relationship. Whatever that relationship is, what is the story you're telling yourself about the other person? And then watch how you treat them. You're going to treat them as if that story is real. And then the relationship begins to get tense and stressful. Or it could be get closer and deeper if the story you're telling is a positive one. Same thing about your life. What is the story you're telling about your life? Is it a positive one? Does it feel good to you? Are you happy with your life? Are you happy with the story you're telling? And this gets down to the minute details, right, of even trying to lose weight. Well, I come from a heavyset family. Baloney. That's your story, and you're going to live it so you can prove it. So start changing your story so that you can live differently. I mean, this energy of other people even has gone into healing our own body. When we start telling ourselves a better story, and I will own this one. I've talked about when I go to CrossFit about my shoulder, and one of my goals is to talk about how great my shoulders are, how mobile they are, and how they're feeling better every day. Because the story I was telling was basically restricting my shoulder movement. So when we even tell our stories about our bodies on how they move and what they feel like, we will create that same feeling, that same mobility in our bodies. We can help ourselves heal and feel good. So this week, my challenge to you is to really pay attention to the story you're telling. And when you're listening to other people, I want you to listen very deeply and understand that they are just telling you a story. Now, you don't have to say, oh, that's just a story. You're lying to me. But you may want to, depending on your relationship, challenge them a little bit, going, oh, is that a fact? Or is that just, you know, something that you're making up? And, you know, depending on your relationship, you may use different words between making up. Is that a story? Or is that something you're guessing? Is that a guess or is that a fact? Those type of things
And you're going to help, and then you're going to see the person stop and go, well, no, it's a fact. Oh, really? How did you find that out? And you're going to find that most of us, 99% of our stories are just stories. And when we can start telling ourselves a better story, we can start living a better life. We can start having a powerful life, a purposeful life, a passionate life, when we can start to tell ourselves better stories. So a couple of ways to help you with this storytelling. One is pick up my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It will help with analyzing your thoughts, how to put some exercises and programs to start to stop your negative thinking. The other one is my one-on-one Warrior's Quest. It's basically a vision quest where we go for 3 days of intense internal work and develop that mindset that will help you move forward in life. The other is coaching. So go ahead and contact me for an introductory coaching session. You'll find all of these on my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. And then we can help you with your storytelling. If you liked this topic, or if you'd like to get down into some more information, please let me know. I've been getting some great feedback on my podcast. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog and look for the note, or look for the contact me tab, and you can send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.